Saturday we are having another version of the exhibition. We have some of the stuff that is here, but you will have more work, mainly the work that the children did during the half-term workshop. And at 2 o'clock in St. Hugh's Church, we're going to do a walk beating the bounds of St. Hugh's Parish in collaboration with the vicars, that they contacted us and they said, oh, you know, you're doing this beating the bounds project. Have you thought of, like, maybe we can work together and reinstate the practice in our parish? So we are going to be doing that from 2 to 3 and then finish in Hanky Hall for the exhibition. And the children will be there, hopefully, too, so it's an opportunity to talk to the authors of the work. So in this exhibition, there's only two pieces that the children did in the workshop. This is a big collage, and then this will choose a reinterpretation, a contemporary version of the Charles Booth poverty map. So they came up with their own categories of the kind of people that live in the area now and what color codes they would give them, and they color in the map. But in the exhibition, they will have, they did a lot of other works. We worked for 5 days with them, including a visit to Tate Modern. So there's going to be more information there. It's a bit bigger, the space, too.
Right.
So, it's an opportunity to think about what a bit in the bounds could be in the 21st century and what kind of markers we can use. Because in the past, they would be church crosses and, you know, markers that were set by the church, but those markers are gone now. So it's an opportunity for people to think about what are the things that matter to them now, what could be the markers of the space where they live, and hopefully turn it into a little annual celebration. Reinstate the practice, because it was a time where people got together to examine what was the borders of where they live, but also when disputes over territory were dealt with, and it was an opportunity for people to make amends over any dispute that there was. And there's a lot of talk about territory in a very bad, in a very negative way, about, you know, teenagers and children marking the territory, having fights over where they are from. So it's almost that that was ritualized in the past. So people did it as a ritual. And now we don't do that. People find the way to do it, but maybe bring some kind of, like, you know, unregulated negative connotations to that. So the idea is maybe to try to see if that catches on. And the vicars of the church, Kes and Linda, they are very keen to do it. They were the ones that approached us. And we'll see. We're going to do, the children are going to be beating the bounds with the children from the church.